Desire, the essence of desire, is a qualification of a new place you want to feel, for the thought that you would feel better in the feeling place that is absent from your experience presently.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
No,
yeah.
That's not a yes. That's a question.
Yes, I agree.
Then you're saying you want to know the desire that is your desire. But see, to ask that question means that you want to experience something that you don't choose to experience. Because if you did, you'd have it already and you wouldn't want it. So you're looking for that quest, that long quest, that thing that you had that you didn't have, that you wanted, that you forfeited, because the desire apparently wasn't strong enough to have it, to keep it, to move it, to have it back again. So you're so powerful you could separate from it to find it back, and now you desire it because you couldn't have it then that you want now that you didn't know you want then. You'd give anything for it now, but you sort of blew it away then.
Correct.
Flipping in and out, over, under. Everything a rabbit can do to a stump. Objects, objects, objects of the elusive preposition.
You get that, Michelle? Grammarian talk here, as well as demonstration of rhetoric.
Yep.
No dialectics yet.
Oh, that's done. That's done.
Okay.
That's Elrond.
Elrond. Dianetics. That's right. Very nice.
Good one.
Where do I go from here, then?
Anywhere you want to go, honey.
What did Ryan just rant on, Carol? And I have to wait for my notes. He just did a rant on something. Anybody know?
Desire.
Desire. Okay, good. Thank you.
What wanting desire is, how you get it when you got it that you get. Oh, wait. We have to go to the archives in hour 6, number 4, number 7. 66, 49, 99, and 44, 100. And then you'll be right there.